Talking to Jeff Miller, co-founder of Helping Hands, connecting seniors with healthy people for errands, helpinghands.community.
That's right, www.helpinghands.community.
Wow, that's a very cool URL. Let's talk about how this is working. First of all, how do you know that the people are healthy who are going to run the errands for the elderly?
Yeah, as part of the sign-up flow, our volunteers go through and they assert to the fact that they meet certain conditions, that they are social distancing, that they don't have any symptoms, that they have not been exposed to any known carriers of the virus. And then we give them a set of protocols that they should follow while they're using the platform to minimize the risk of exposure through the delivery.
Who are the group of other volunteers who are putting this together? I see that some of the rideshare services and other delivery services are a part of this.
It's not that the organizations themselves are formally a part of it. It's that the alumni group from those orgs are working together on a volunteer basis to build this. So the person I started this with, he and I met at Uber. He was formerly at Facebook and Google. So we pulled together folks that we'd work with through our careers, engineers, designers, product developers, marketers, to build this over the last 2 weeks. So it's less if those organizations are directly involved, more that the knowledge and lessons learned while working in these large global companies could be applied to this very acute problem.
So how does it work?
So if you are someone that needs a hand, you're stuck at home, you can't leave, you're immunocompromised, you're a senior, you would log on to the platform, you would sign up, and you would indicate what you need. You'd give us your critical information, your phone number, name, address, and then it would be your needs would be posted on the site. At the same time, volunteers are signing up, and they can go and see who is close to them, and it searches based on proximity. So as a volunteer, you could say, I'm willing to help anybody that's within 10 miles, and then you would see the folks that are within 5-10 miles of where you live. You would accept the request. The system would then send each of you a text message with the other person's name and phone number so that you can coordinate directly. The volunteer then goes and does the shopping or whatever other errands are required, sends any receipts via text photo to the requester, who can then facilitate payment by leaving something on the doorstep of their home or apartment to ensure that there's a contract-free drop-off.
Talking to Jeff Miller, co-founder of Helping Hands, helpinghands.community. Obviously, you want seniors to take advantage of this service, but some of them are not as tech savvy as others. How are you addressing that?
There's really two things here. One, we've tried to make it as simple as possible for seniors to sign up and for the experience to be accessible. The other thing we've done is we've made it so that you, Ro, could order on behalf of someone else. So if a loved one of yours is in need, and they may not be the most tech savvy, then you could sign up on their behalf, place the request on their behalf, and that would populate it to the system as well. So we're certainly trying to take that into account. In time, we hope to add other features that continue to make it more accessible. So it's just text-only access and take into account our users, that some of whom may not be the most tech early adopters.
Right. How are the payment methods secured?
No payments occur through the platform. We give a set of guidelines and then encourage our volunteers and the recipients to coordinate directly. The recommended approach, especially if it's something like picking up prescription drugs, is that the requester would call the store or the pharmacy in advance, pay for it with their credit card or account that they already have on file, and then notify the store that someone would be picking up the delivery on their behalf. So that's the preferred option. That obviously doesn't work for grocery or other stores where that's just not possible. In that case, we encourage folks to use digital platforms like Venmo or PayPal. We realize that's not suitable for a lot of folks in the senior demographic. So then the next resort is to use traditional check or cash, which would be left in an envelope on the door before the delivery arrives.
Once again, the URL is helpinghands.community, not just .com, .community. If people are less tech savvy, it's probably useful if they let their kids or their grandkids help them out with this.
Yeah, it's great. I think that's certainly the easiest way. I know my wife placed an order yesterday on behalf of our mother-in-law, and within 2 hours, a volunteer picked up the request and dropped off the groceries last night at her house. So that's certainly an easy point of access. So if you're listening in and someone you love is in need of help, then that's a great way to help meet their needs. You can just sign up at www.helpinghands.community, create an account and place a request on behalf of your loved one. The other way that we intend to work is we're working with existing community organizations that are doing this on behalf of their members already. Churches, synagogues, bridge clubs, any organization that has members that are in need, and many of whom are managing this with Excel, paper and pencil, and telephone.
So Helping Hands is a good idea for people who want to take care of their parents or grandparents who may not live in the same town as they do, maybe dozens or hundreds or thousands of miles away. They can still help their parents or grandparents get what they need.
100%. Our team built this platform with scale and reach in mind. And so, you know, we turned on the lights on Monday, and already we're serving requests in multiple different states. And you, if you're sitting in your living room in Chicago and have a parent or loved one in Florida or Arizona or really anywhere in the country, you could log on, create an account, and place a request on their behalf. And we'll do the best we can to meet that need. And, you know, we also need people to sign up to be volunteers, right? This is a platform that only works if there are both volunteers and requests. So encourage your listeners, if they're so inclined, to sign up themselves to be a volunteer. Share this with their friends so that we can make sure there's an army of volunteers out there that are ready and able to meet the needs of those who shouldn't and can't go out in these harrowing times.
Jeff Miller, co-founder of Helping Hands. It's helpinghands.community. That's the website, www.helpinghands.community. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thanks for having us on. Really appreciate the opportunity to speak with your listeners.